Proclamation number 2137 of November 2nd, 1941. Inner humility. Fight against spiritual arrogance. People truly fall behind in their spiritual development if they do not endeavor to show inner humility, for then they'll lack grace, and without grace the will to ascend is weakened. For then their nature is still arrogant and still favored by God's adversary. Anyone who lacks inner humility will also rarely accept a divine teaching if it is imparted to him by his fellow human being, for his arrogant spirit will defend itself against it through the influence of the adversary. And divine teaching strengthens the power to resist as soon as they are willingly accepted. Consequently, that person's power of resistance is only slight. There is still too much of the spirit in him which is to be overcome. The human being still has too many shortcomings which characterize his imperfection. Nor will he be meek and patient as long as he does not want to bow down to the one whose approach he is supposed to strive for. For God cannot unite with a being that still harbors the arrogant spirit of its creator. Man must wage a constant battle with this arrogant spirit within himself. He must educate himself to humility through service. He must strengthen his will to do what seems infeasible to him. To bow down and serve where he wants to rule. He must take an example from his divine Savior, whose life was one of service in love, service in the deepest humility towards his fellow human being. If a person endeavors to follow Jesus, then he will also practice inner humility, he will fight all arrogance, he will incessantly ask for God's grace to do so, and the strength to carry out his plan will come to him. He will serve and thereby develop to the heights. Amen.